Welcome to the Friday Forum. I'm Adrienne McLean, the founder of The Speakers Practice. The Friday Forum is for business people. This is a free 30-minute session where you will meet amazing business people who have experience in a wide variety of topics. You will hear fabulous approaches from experts in their field. The Speaker's Practice offers practical and educational programs to develop presentation skills in the workplace. We have a workplace presentation skills program, the Speaker's Training Camp, which looks at everything to do with delivering a presentation. We have the presentation and video program that will guide you through the process of creating a video and with the emphasis on presentation. So there's a lot of presentation skills training in front of a camera. We also have our Business Speakers Forum where you can bring along a presentation, present it, get feedback and get testimonials which will help you with your other with your wider audiences. And we also offer a special occasions program and a program to help you with interview skills to get that job. Today we are privileged to have Jenny Cartwright with us. Jenny, as well as being a sales strategist, a sales trainer, speaker and a coach, is regarded as Australia's leading telesales trainer. She is the author of the best-selling book, Don't Get Hung Up, How to Sell Products and Services by Phone, the e-books, Top Telesales Techniques That Work, Volumes 1 and 2, and she co-wrote Secrets of Top Sales Professionals. Jenny achieved record-breaking results in telemarketing by promoting some of the world's biggest speakers, including Anthony Robbins, Tom Hopkins, Zig Ziglar, and Jim Rohn. Jenny has coached and trained over 50,000 people through public workshops and in-house training, both nationally and internationally. She has spoken at numerous business conferences with known greats such as Richard Branson and Alan Weiss, the Million Dollar Consultant. She has appeared on Channel 9's A Current Affair, as well as a leading Australian sales expert. She has appeared on Channel 9's A Current Affair as a leading Australian sales expert. You can register for her telesales tips that are free to be emailed monthly. Now let's get to meet Jenny. We're discussing powerful sales and telesales topics that work. Hi Jenny, having you here today is amazing.
Hi Adrienne, it's lovely to meet you online.
Well, I'm sure been looking forward to hearing your ideas and techniques for sales. It must be on everyone's interest to understand this topic.
Absolutely. It's so important to have sales skills. I mean, sales skills are life skills, and that's what we need to learn and to be able to communicate to other people. And at the moment, a lot of people are spending a lot of time in front of computers and iPhones and iPads and such like. So it's getting harder for them to communicate properly, and they need to learn how to do that, because if they want to sell anything, they really need to know how to communicate face-to-face and on the phone, and particularly on the phone, because you need to be able to call to make appointments. You need to be able to follow up those appointments. You need to be able to follow up your customers and your sales and your quotes and your mail outs. And it's, you know, there is a technique for that which works a lot better than did you get the mail out, did you get the quote we did and things like that. And when you learn those techniques, you become much more successful.
Great. Well, that leads us on to just having a look at these stars that you've been working with, Anthony Robbins.
Yeah, he was an amazing person. He has a real aura about him. And that's Tom. The next one was Tom Hopkins.
Yes. Where did you meet Tom Hopkins?
Well, I was working for a seminar company called Sales Pursuit at the time, and they brought Tom Hopkins out. And we had to fill 3,000 seats at the Darling Harbour Convention Centre for his speaking event. And I was the top achiever for that. So it was really good. It was very good fun. Tom was great. Got to go out to dinner with him. Lunch on the harbour with Tony Robbins.
Oh, my.
That's Jim Rowan. So he was leadership, a wonderful man who sadly died last year. He was, all these people, you can imagine working around them gave me so many skills. And, I really learned so much from them. I'm indebted to them. And it was at a prime time of my life when, I really was welcoming those skills. So, it really helped my sales skills, my communication skills, absolutely everything. And hopefully now I'm passing those on to other people.
Yes, oh, that's very important. So let's get started on our questions. Is there preparation that needs to be done before getting started talking to clients, or do we just need to pick up the phone and talk about the products?
Well, it's a good idea to know what type of company you're calling, who you want to speak to in particular. So you might have to do a little bit of research first before you go into talking to people. I know a lot of people now are contacting people on, say, LinkedIn, and because that's a business forum, and or they're going through LinkedIn groups. And so it's a good idea to do a little bit of preparation. Well, with LinkedIn, you would actually email them first, and then you would make a phone call afterwards. But then it makes it a warm call rather than a cold call, which is always more, the person's heard of you, so it's always easier. But with cold calling, it's always better if you're cold calling right from the start. It's better to, first of all, give them a call to interest them in what you have, then send some material out, and then follow up. So cold calling is there is a system for that, but you've got to really find out a little bit about, if you can, about the customer. So you could look up their website. You could have seen an article in the paper, you could on them, and you found out a little bit about that. Or you could get getting a referral is a really good idea, and if you can actually call all the people that you've sold to, you can ask them if they're happy, and then if they're happy, you can actually get a referral from them, and when you go, you can get some information about them then. So when you know a little bit about them before you go into the call, it always helps to make it a bit more of a warm call. Yes. So I'll give you an example. If you get a referral, you can then say, oh, Joe Bloggs from XYZ company suggested I give you a call. He was really happy with our services last week and thought you might like to benefit the same. Or you could go in saying, I saw your article in the paper, or I was looking at your website the other day. So you're actually going into a call having done a little bit of showing that you've looked something up about them to know that they would be relevant to your business. So there is a bit of preparation. It's also good to prepare a script for yourself. Not that I want you to read a script over the phone, but it's very important to be able to prepare the call with the various parts of the call that you need to know. So how you open it, what kind of questions do you ask, and then demonstrate listening skills, and then you go into selling. You do not go into starting the call with dumping all over them what you've got to offer, because that just doesn't work, especially these days. When someone comes in, blah, 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 do you want to buy? I mean, it just doesn't work now.
No.
The preparation is important.
Okay. So then that leads us on to, what are the tools needed to be really successful in these sales calls?
By tools, do you mean skills or
I suppose skills is the maybe a better word.
Definitely got to have a very positive attitude. And you've got to go in expecting a yes, not expecting a no, because whatever you expect, you will get. So you've got to know that we're in sales. We're in the no game, not the yes game. More people are going to say no to you than yes, unless you're absolutely fantastic at sales. So we've got to have a very positive attitude about whether people are going to, how they're going to receive you. And you mustn't ever have concern about getting rejection, because rejection is part of the course, and that's your challenge, is to overcome any objection they come up with. So you need to have the skills to open the call, to know how to make the presentation valuable to them, and also how to handle the objections. You also must need to some skills on how to overcome call reluctance should that disease ever occur, when you really don't want to pick up that phone again because you got rejected last time. So you've got to have a bit of resilience, or a lot of resilience, when you're doing this. Makes you tough. I think it's the first job any salesperson should do, to get them tougher. And you know, you get used to that, and you welcome the objection, because it means that you've got the opportunity to overcome it and then close. So rather than getting an objection and saying, oh, okay, then bye, and put the phone down, that just is not the way to go. So I think it's important that you have those skills. It also is important to sound good on the phone. And on my courses, I teach people 5 ways to sound fantastic on the phone. And I'll give you a tip. First of all, you must smile when you're on the phone, because you then come across less pushy. When you smile, it's very hard to put the phone down on someone who you know is smiling. Even if you can't see them, they are smiling, and therefore they have a softer touch. They're not just coming, blah, 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 do you want to buy? They are actually caring about the result of the call, and they want to build a relationship with you when they're smiling. So it's very hard to put phone down on those people.
That's the idea, isn't it?
That's right.
Yeah. Okay, so following on for that, what are the techniques used for face-to-face selling? Are they different to selling via the phone?
Well, some are, some aren't. Obviously, with face-to-face selling, it's going to be about your body language. It's going to be the most important thing, because body language in face-to-face selling is 55% importance. Tone is 38%, and the words are only 7%. So your eye contact, what you do with your arms, and getting in rapport with the person with your body language is so important. And of course, on the phone, we don't have that. The person can't see us. So we have to work with our tone, and we have to work with the words. So tone on the phone is 75% important, and the words are 25% importance. And so the tone has to be really energetic, really caring, with a smile, and it has to be clear and understandable, which is why when you have a very strong foreign accent, it doesn't work so well, because people are finding it not only are they getting a telemarketing call, they're getting someone that they can't really understand, and it's tricky. So it's good to be clear and distinct, and to do a few voice exercises before you ever get on the phone, so that you are actually clear. And it's also good to stand up when you're doing your calls, because that gives you confidence and makes you sound authoritative. And that is very important, because no one will have belief in someone who is trying to sell something who doesn't sound very confident about it, or doesn't sound very knowledgeable about it. So that's an important part. So the only difference really in face-to-face selling is the importance of your body gestures Are you matching and mirroring the other person's body language? Are you having good eye contact? And are you appearing confident? Are you sitting up straight? Do you look good? So it's all the visuals in face-to-face, whereas on the phone it's all about how you sound and your level of enthusiasm and your level of positivity.
I could imagine that the face-to-face would be much more challenging because you're in front of the person, but it may be more challenging because you're at the end of the phone and the phone can be put down.
That's right, but if you learn the skills how to do it, you won't get hung up on. So
okay. So what are other areas, other special areas that need to be handled for telesales?
Well, you need to have a database of people to call. So it's very important that you have some kind of customer relationship management system that keeps track of the calls that you're making. And you know, a lot of people say, oh, well, when they ring someone from their database and they're not interested, then they delete them off the database. That is the craziest thing to do because, you know, sometimes people don't want to buy now, but they will in the future. And so if you keep them on your database and you keep sending them stuff, it doesn't always have to be a phone call. You can send them information or newsletters and things and keep them, you know, interested in what you're doing, and then eventually they will buy. I mean, I tell you that I've had I have 5,000 people on my telemarketing database, and some people have never bought from me to this day, but they've been receiving my tips for like 8-9 years now. And, you know, every now and again I get a call saying, we've been receiving your tips for so long now, we think it's time to do something with our staff. And so, you know, it really works, staying in touch. So the way I stay in touch is I send my telesales tips out every month, and they're a quick read, but it gives you something to work on for that week. Yes. And people love them, and so, you know, I keep sending them. I keep writing them.
Oh, that sounds a fabulous way to just get the information out there and keep people knowing that you're doing what you're doing.
Oh, yeah, it's so important. I mean, I run public workshops, and I've got one on May the 14th in Sydney, actually, and in Melbourne. 21st and in Brisbane on the 28th of May, and I have to promote those myself. So not only do I send the email promotion out, I actually follow up with people who have inquired in the past, but they haven't actually made it to a public workshop, so I call them. Yeah. So actually that's not cold calling, because it's kind of I've got a relationship with them already. But it's still, they're what I call suspects, like they're the prospects of the people who are someone you've never talked to before. But suspects are the people who, well, they've shown an interest, but I haven't actually got them over the line. So I do that, I call them conversion calls. So I still do those a lot. I used to do cold calling from the newspaper for people who are advertising for telemarketers. I would ring those companies to get them to come to a workshop. That's how I did for years. I did cold calling to get people on my workshops. That worked really, really well for me. And right now I don't have time to do cold calling. I only do these suspects calls because I'm busy training all the time. But for people who do have telemarketers, and they do have them, they employ them specifically to do cold calling. And if we're going to talk about speakers promoting their business later, it's a very good idea to do cold calling, because you get lots of speaking engagements by doing cold calling.
Okay, well, it does lead us on to our next question, and I ask all our guest speakers this. So as a business owner, what is your advice about promoting a business by speaking?
My advice would be to call event companies to get them to know about you, or have a promotional video, obviously, of yourself that you can send to them. And I think if you're going to do cold calling, it's often a good idea to get in partnership with someone else who compliments you on a conference. So, for example, if you wanted to be a conference speaker, then you would call businesses who are likely to have annual conferences, and you would call the person who organizes the conferences to introduce yourself and have someone else that you could promote as well. Because if they weren't interested in your topic, you then ask them to build a relationship, what topics they are interested in, and then you have a bank of other speakers that you could promote. So then you're seen as a resource, and they'll come to you. And then eventually when they want someone on your topic, that who are they going to use? They're going to use you, because you help them find the speaker that they wanted.
Yeah.
Now, if you also want to promote your business by speaking, one of the best ways is to run a public workshop on your topic. Now, it would be, you could do a two-hour workshop, half-day workshop, full-day workshop, but it makes you feel when you do public workshops that you're working all the time. Because if you do one a month, then you've got to not only market it, you've got to fill it up, and you've got to conduct it. And every time you do a public workshop, it's not just about doing that workshop, because on that workshop, you will get individuals coming, but they all work for companies. And so you might get an individual on your public workshop who has a team of people, and they think, wow, I shouldn't have just come on my own. Our whole team should do this. So then you get an in-house training. And while you're doing workshops, that's not public speaking, but it is public speaking in a way, because it's getting you the opportunity to practice what you're doing, and you become much, much better as a speaker when you're doing it all the time. And speaking engagements are, people aren't usually, unless they're the top class speakers, aren't speaking every day. There's often a gap between speaking engagements. And you need to be speaking all the time if you want to be a speaker. So by doing public workshops, you get better known, because you're seen to be promoting it everywhere. Then people come to your workshop, they really love it, and then they pass it on to other people, and they pass it on to their own company and suggest that you have an in-house training. And then if you've got products to sell, of course, you can sell your products too. And, of course, you would always use the phone again to follow up people after the seminar to find out how they're going and how else you can help them, and what other maybe product you could sell to them to help them.
Yeah. Oh, Jenny, that's fantastic advice. Thank you for your input there. So you've got some programs running now. What are you running at the moment?
Well, on next Wednesday, I've hired someone to do a webinar on LinkedIn. So how to get leads, because often people say, oh, I don't know who to call. So I'm doing a webinar. Well, I'm not doing the webinar, but it's being done for my community. And so if anybody would like the link to that, they could actually send me an email to jenny@telesalestraining.com.au, and I'll let you know when the link for getting into that webinar. I've got public workshops running on May the 14th in Sydney for 9:30 to 4:30. I've got one in Melbourne on the 21st, same timing, and one in Brisbane on the 28th. I'm very happy for people to download my telemarketing tips app for free if they would like to. Oh. You can either do it by clicking on the link in the PowerPoint slide, or you can go to my website and download it from the top right-hand side of the website. So it's www.telesalestraining.com. www.sales-skills.com.au. But I would always recommend that people buy my book. If they can't come to seminars, that they should buy Don't Get Hung Up, my book, which comes as either a hard copy book or an e-book. That can be bought online on the website, telesalestraining.com.au, and that will give them a really good start. I've also got an e-book, I didn't mention to you either, but I have an e-book called How to Write a Telemarketing Script, and it comes with video as well. So each chapter directs you to a video on YouTube, which I've done. So that's a very valuable piece for $27 only. So that's on the e-book page of my website.
Right. Okay. Well, it sounds like if they go and have a look at your website, telesalestraining.com.au, then it's all there for people to use those wonderful resources.
And if they feel they missed out on getting the tips for the last 8 years, you can get the last 3 years' worth of tips on my blog, which is telesalestraining.com.au/blog.
Gosh. Well, Jenny, thank you so much for your time today. It's been really enlightening, and you've given us some marvellous tips and approaches and understanding about telesales. That's absolutely fantastic. Thank you.
We'll just tell everyone, pick up that phone.
Okay. Well, I'd like to thank everyone for attending, and thank Jenny, of course, for all your wonderful information. And now we've got to put your advice into practice.
Absolutely.
Our next Friday forum is on the 16th of May, and we have Tom Scottius speaking, and he's going to, funnily enough, be speaking on LinkedIn, so there's a bit of synergy there, Jenny.
But
we're looking forward to that. So anyway, thank you everyone for attending. Thank you so much, Jenny, for your time and expertise, and we'll look forward to seeing you at our next Friday forum.
Okay, bye for now. Thanks, Adrian. Bye for now.
Thanks, Jenny.